donate, and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back, and we have our first caller, Cliff. Did you hear what I said that Dr. Glidden had a cure for?
What, to look better?
all right, well, go ahead and ask your question.
Well, I have an Ernie Sanders mask. I have an Ernie Sanders mask that I want everyone to wear.
All right, very good, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, speaking for the imprecatory prayer with Bill Gates, I would focus on the people working with him for the imprecatory prayer. He's too far gone. It's like almost like he's the Satan. So the imprecatory prayer I would direct at the people working on the mosquitoes. Rochelle Walensky is a murderer, you know. A book I would recommend for Pete before I get to my question would be, it's called Solomon vs. Lord by Paul Levine. It's a legal book from more than 10 years ago. It's on Audible, but it's got a savant in it. So really good, you know, one of these Rain Man type stories in the mix. So I would recommend that novel, Solomon vs. Lord. It's set in Florida. Peter, first I would ask about what your thoughts are on Proverbs chapter 11, verses 3 to 10, where it's just contrasting the good and evil and health. And then my question is about the teeth. If you could reiterate that, because I'm hearing they're put, you know, what can you do, like, to strengthen your teeth? Also, what would you recommend for various aspects of appearance, since we're on that, for hair, skin, muscles? What would you say for people? And what do you think of this whole maintaining the looks industry? Do you think they're also going in the wrong direction as well? I just think they have extreme elements, too, with this unnecessary plastic surgery. But I don't know if you share the same opinion.
Peter, his question was about Proverbs 11:3. It says, "The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of the transgressors shall destroy them. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death." You think that would be a good message for Big Pharma? Do we still have? What happened?
I don't know. The NSA cut me off. I'm back, though.
Okay, you're back. Okay, there you go. Here.
I got what you were saying, though. I think I have enough under my belt to be able to make a reply. Well, this opens up a door that needs to be opened, and people need to walk around inside of this room and really think about this. Because naturopathic medicine is called naturopathic because our philosophy and our treatment strategies are based upon natural law, which is immutable, like gravity. Gravity exists whether you believe in it or not. Solar radiation exists whether you believe in it or not. And electromagnetic fields exist whether you believe in them or not. And there are natural laws which apply to health and physiology which exist whether you believe in them or not. And one of the fundamental natural laws that naturopathic medicine leans upon heavily is the belief that the human body is inhabited by a spiritual force, a God-given force. You can call it whatever you want. Call it the spirit, call it the soul. Different religions have different names for it. I don't care. But there is an indwelling spirit inside the human body, which is intelligent, and it is running the show. Your body is so smart, it grew itself all by itself from a tiny cell into you, and right now it's managing literally hundreds of millions of biochemical reactions all by itself, with the outside of your conscious control. Now, how is this happening? Well, it is the presence of the spirit inside of the body, which is taking care of all of this. In naturopathic medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, acupuncture, botanical medicine, homeopathic medicine, every system of holistic medicine in the world believes in the existence of the spiritual force. But guess which system of medicine does not? MDs are trained in a system of medicine called allopathic medicine, which is based on a reductionistic medical philosophy. And reductionism argues if it can't be measured, it doesn't exist. So God doesn't exist. The soul doesn't exist. The spirit doesn't exist. Life after death is a myth. Angels are a myth. The devil is a myth. All of this metaphysical stuff is a myth. It's a fiction. It does not exist. The human body is a bag of biochemicals waiting to break. And because of this arcane, reductionistic, I would say satanic view of the human body, this is why conventional medicine failed. And this is why we have such unbelievably horrible health outcomes. And we do have horrible health outcomes. Chronic disease is getting worse. It's not getting better. Autism is getting worse. Alzheimer's is getting worse. Everybody is sick, you know, and I know why. And this is the fundamental reason, because the medicine which is in the monopoly is atheistic. It's atheistic. Now, I'm not saying that medical doctors are atheistic. Some of them are very religious people, but when they go to work, they're atheistic. And this is a really important point to ponder. I mean, it's a really important consideration. And I would say that kind of is reflected in those verses, you know, because the people who are practicing medicine, which is in keeping with God's law, will be successful, and those who are doing otherwise will not be successful. I mean, it's inevitable. It's only a matter of time until those chickens come home to roost.
Like absolutely.
Or I want a seat at the trials and tribulations table, baby.
All right, I got to answer, take some more calls because the whole board is lit. So let's go to Ryan in Michigan.
Hi, I thought you might be interested in this because you were talking about the Amish earlier.
Yeah.
My neighbor, he goes to a lot of the farm markets, and he I think he was at the Ann Arbor one where they have a lot of organic farmers, and there was an Amish farmer up there with the chickens. So he tried to he pinned them down with, you know, how does he raise his chickens, and the feed that he just kind of responded like he's used any feed, you know, and to me that's what's wrong with one of the things wrong with the chickens. They feed them soy or GMO, you know. So, but this Amish, it just like wasn't a big deal. Just whatever, you know, just feed him whatever.
Well, that's interesting. I have a friend who's a retired U.S. Navy SEAL. And before he became a U.S. Navy SEAL, he grew up Amish. You know, he was an Amish kid. And he joined the Navy to get away from the Amish. But then after the Navy, he came back and he started working with the community. And one of the things that he did is he started turning on the farmers and the chicken farmers into using mineral supplement for their crops and for their chicken. And when they started putting the minerals into the chicken feed, hardly any of the chicken eggs broke. And that was something that I didn't even know was a thing, that, you know, there's like a percentage of the eggs that the chicken farmer expects to break. And so, you know, they just expect to lose a certain percentage of their yield. But when they gave the chickens minerals with the feed, that stopped. And they had a remarkably huge bumper crop of chicken eggs because none of the eggs were breaking anymore. And the same thing happened with the plant. They had a much higher yield on the same amount of acreage than they did the year before. So, you know, knowledge is power. And just because you're Amish doesn't mean that you know everything. But
well,
when people...
After my neighbor told me, I thought, well, what does the word Amish really mean? I mean, it's not organic. It's not, you know, what do they practice organic? Do they practice soy-free? Or do they practice no, you know, what do they really practice? So I used to like to go to the Amish myself, but now it doesn't really, that word, I see Amish in the store, so it doesn't really mean anything to me.
Yeah, that's an interesting, and they also have a very strange relationship or understanding of how men should treat women. It's a little archaic, quite frankly, and a little disturbing. But nonetheless,
can I add,
I brought the Amish thing up because one of the things they don't do is vaccinate their kids, and because they don't vaccinate their kids, they don't have any autism.
Right. Pastor Ernie, can I add this real quick? Last Friday, I had your program on, and you had this guest, John somebody.
That's Mike, no, Mike today. Gill. Mike Gill.
Oh, Mike, that's right. I thought it was John. But I, it was fascinating. I called last night from, I think it was Style, to get how to download the podcast, but that was a fascinating show. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah, we've had him on before. Yeah, we've talked about that. Mike was... he was one of the largest mortgage, he owned the largest mortgage company in the country. And not only that, but he owned 230-something racehorses on the racetracks he owned. He was a billionaire, and he had hired, because he wanted to find out what were happening to all these children that were missing, the human trafficking. So he put together a group of detectives and investigators, and he found out that... He worked with Governor Sununu and Sheehan, who was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, and he had been working with them, and he was a little amazed to find out that they traced it right back to them. The very people you're working with are the people that are behind this cartel. And so what happened was, and there was a lot... You're wondering how they're getting away with this, how these children are being sold over and over and over, and people from in high places in the FBI, high places in the IRS are being paid. There's all of this money that is out there is going to these people. But they offered him $50 million in cash just to forget what he found out. And he said, no, I'm a billionaire. I don't need your $50 million. And so they went after him. They ended up, he lost his businesses, his home, and he's hiding. He's in hiding now. He calls from in hiding. He had the Pandora Papers, and the Pandora Papers, he has all of this documented, and it goes right to... and Trump now has the Pandora Papers, too, now.
Yeah, I didn't know all that about New Hampshire. I didn't know any of that.
Oh, we did. We've always known New Hampshire was the money laundering capital of the United States, just like Ukraine is the money laundering capital of the world.
Yeah, that's correct.
So.
Well, thanks a lot.
All righty. Thanks for calling. Let's go out to San Diego. We got Carol out in San Diego.
Hi, Pastor. I just wanted to tell you two things, one for you and one for Dr. Glidden. I just saw The Sound of Freedom, and it was wonderful, and continue trying to get the word out about child sex trafficking. It's such a huge problem, and it's very seldom do we ever hear of any children being rescued. It's just a tremendously, just a horrific story. So please continue The Sound of Freedom. I hope everybody gets to see it. And Dr. Glidden, I have a question for you, please. What do you have anything for oral thrush that you would suggest?
Yeah, there's a homeopathic medicine called Borax. B like baby, O-R-A-X, homeopathic Borax.
Okay.
I would get it in the 12C potency, C like Charlie. Take two pellets three times a day for a week, Oral thrush is also an indication that your body has is slacking in its ability to metabolize sugar. And in order for your body to properly metabolize sugar, you need minerals. And you actually, there are 90 essential nutrients that you need in order to do that. This is one of the reasons that people get sick as they get older. This is one of the reasons that chronic disease generates in the first place. It's because people's bodies run out of the raw materials that the body needs in order to keep itself healthy. And the raw materials that your body needs are 90. There are 90 essential nutrients. And in 35 years of clinical work as a licensed naturopathic doctor, I am here to tell you that the easiest, cheapest, most effective way to get the 90 essential nutrients into your body is by purchasing a product called the Healthy Foundation Pack, which is available at Eiffel Health. Eiffel, okay. Like a tower in France, Eiffel Health.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Their phone number is 888-618-1796. That's 888-618-1796. You should be taking the 90 essential nutrients every day. Or, well, what I recommend is for the first 2 months, you take it every day. And then after the first 2 months, you can back off to every other day. But these things your body needs. And if your body is nutrified and has everything in it that God intended it to have, your body works the way that nature and God intended it to. And then things like thrush and arthritis and migraine headaches don't develop. But in the meantime, the homeopathic borax can go a long way towards helping you to get on the other side of it.
And just one other thing, the borax, I got that and 3 times a day for a week. But what was it that I'm supposed to, or not, I'm calling for a friend. So what are they supposed to be taking every day, 3 times a day? What is it?
The homeopathic borax in the 12C potency, 3 pellets. This medicine is dispensed in a small vial, little tiny white medicated pellets, and the dose is 3 pellets orally, 3 times a day for a week.
Wonderful. Thank you. You've been so kind, and I really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thanks. And Cliff, I wanted to tell you, because I know you're still out there in radio land, to make the teeth healthy, you need the Eiffel Health plant-derived minerals and the Eiffel Health Beyond OsteoFX, which is the best calcium donor I've ever seen. And this isn't rocket science, right? In order for the enamel of the teeth and for the roots of the teeth to be healthy, they need to be mineralized, because that's what they're made from. So if you're having problems with your teeth or your gums, you take a tablespoon of the plant-derived minerals, and you mix it with a tablespoon of the OsteoFX, which is the calcium supplement. You mix them together. You put it in your mouth, and you swish it around in your mouth for about 30 seconds, which is a long time when you're counting. Then you swallow it. Then you rinse your mouth with water, and then you swallow that. And you do that twice a day. And over the course of 30 days, that will go a long, long way towards strengthening your teeth. And then once you've done the swish thing with your mouth for 30 days, you can just drink the supplement without swishing it around in your mouth. If there was only one supplement I was allowed by law to recommend to people, it would be the Beyond OsteoFX, a white liquid calcium. It is a remarkably effective product. And get it at Eiffel Health, 888-618-1796.
All right. I'm holding the book, Attempt a Cure, with holistic medicine, and I start off with acid reflux, heartburn, GERD, you call it. And here you go through, you've got, 2 full pages on how to treat that naturally and how to cure it, acid reflux. In fact, wait a minute, you got more than 2 pages. I'm going
on
now.
It's one of the most important things that you need to cure heartburn? Salt.
Salt?
Salt, yeah. You need to be salting your food so that it tastes good, because salt is an essential nutrient, and salt is sodium chloride. Your body needs the chloride part of the sodium chloride to make hydrochloric acid, which is what your stomach acid is made of. And by the way, heartburn is not caused by an excess of stomach acid. That is a medical myth. Heartburn is caused by stomach acid that is too weak. And I walk you through how that happens in a really nice video that I put together. It's on my website, drglidden.com. But nonetheless, if you give the body the stuff that it needs, right, then you're going to have a healthy stomach. You're not going to have heartburn. You don't have heartburn because you have stomach. You don't have eczema because you have skin. You don't have asthma because you have a lung, for goodness sake. These things happen because usually, your body has run out of the stuff that it needs to keep that part of your body healthy, or you've inadvertently consumed a whole bunch of toxic crap, which is gumming up the works, and you need to get that stuff out of your body. These are our fundamental precepts. You have to nutrify, and you have to detoxify. If you do these two things prudently, then you're going to love the way that you feel. No kidding.
All right, once a month, Dr. Glidden comes down here, and we give you ample opportunity to call and find out how you can actually use the the herbs, the natural medicine that God gave us, folks, to cure, not just to treat the ailment, but to cure the disease. And he has written this book, 280 pages, and it goes from A to Z on all of these different things. And he gives you, now, I know in some of the, some of these things I've never heard of, like glucogel liquid or glucogel caps or biometrics.
Yeah, I tell people, in the book Attempt to Cure, in the treatment section, there are supplements that I recommend because it's what you need. And the supplements that I recommend are the most effective supplements that I've used in 35 years of clinical work. And I tell people where to go and get them. The easiest place to go and get them is at Eiffel Health. It's Eiffel, like the tower in France, health.com. And the people that work at Eiffel Health can help you understand how much to get because it's based on your body weight, right? If you're 300 pounds, you're going to need more than if you're 100 pounds. If you're 50 pounds, you're going to need less than if you're 200 pounds and so forth. People at Eiffel Health are wonderful at being able to help you sort all of that out to find an affordable nutritional supplement program, right? Because medical insurance isn't going to pay for this. And, oh, by the way, they did that on purpose. Imagine how great it would be if your medical insurance paid for vitamins. You imagine that? That would change the world overnight. But that's not going to happen because that's against the pharmacy.
It's because Big Pharma's not making any money off it because vitamins are
secured as a client lost, right?
Right.
Right. Right. So Eiffel Health is the place to go for all of your nutritional supplement needs. They are my preferred vendor of the nutritional supplements that I recommend. And the people that work there are fantastic and will help you a lot. And for a donation, you can get both of my books from Pastor Sanders. A small donation will get you the Attempt to Cure book that lines up 88 different illnesses. Plus, it gives you a little bit of a backstory of the evolution of medicine. Plus, my first book, which is more like a Dr. Glidden rant, Everybody is Sick and I Know Why. You get a 2-for-1 deal for a small donation to the cause, and everybody wins.
All right, right now they can get both books for a donation. We would ask a donation of $50. A donation of $50 for both books, Attempt to Cure and Everybody is Sick and I Know Why. And folks, the address is WRWL Ministries, WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065, or you just go up to our website, wrwl.org, and all that info is on there. Now, the phone lines are open at 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. We get Peter here one day a month. He comes on, and he can give you advice because he's an actual doctor. And here, again, this is what God has given us. What God has given us, folks. This is what I use. Peter, I was amazed. You know, every time I just went in, and when I go to see these doctors, they're amazed that I don't take any drugs. You don't take any drugs. What medications? They always ask you what medication. I said, I'm not on any, and I'm not going to get on any. And because of my age, they don't believe me. Okay, and I just had a lady who was a real, real sweet woman. I went in because, you know, I had a complete shoulder replacement, and she was the first thing she said, let's see what medications you're on. And I said, I'm not on any. And she said, you're not on any. God bless you, she says. God bless you, she said.
God bless you.
And she says, I'm like you, you know, and she works there for the surgeons, and she believes the way we do, stay away from any kind of medications. All right,
well,
let's go to Connecticut and talk to Cindy. Hey, Cindy.
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call. I would like to ask Dr. Glidden if there is anything to do for bone-on-bone arthritis. I have it in my hip, and they want me to have surgery, and I do not want to have surgery, especially with all the nonsense that's gone on with COVID and people getting killed in hospitals. And I'm 67 years old, and I don't want surgery. So what does Dr. Glidden recommend, please?
Okay. Yeah, all right. So I just came from a conference, an annual continuing education conference, about 6 weeks ago. It was in Arizona, where a case was presented with bone-on-bone arthritis, and guess what? The cartilage grew back.
That's what I think can happen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you that there is a point of no return, right? I mean, if you cut your finger off in a buzzsaw, heaven forbid, I don't know of anything that's going to grow that back, right?
Right.
So there is a point in the joint, the evolution of the joint pathology, where it's too far gone and you really do need the surgery. Now, however, nobody knows where that point of no return is. I used to think I knew where that was, by the way, before I started doing this stuff. And that the things I've seen people recover from, you wouldn't believe. Something that's not all the time. I'm not saying this is a cure-all, end-all for all human disease. It's not, but it's a very effective treatment strategy. So, and it's like never fail fudge, because let's have the worst-case scenario. Let's say we put you on the program, and it isn't effective at helping to regrow the cartilage because you have passed the point of no return. Okay, well, so you need the surgery. So what do you think would be a smarter thing for someone to do? To go into the surgical arena with a under-neutrophied weak body, or to go into surgery with a neutrophied and strong body?
Oh, that's a very good point. Yeah, of course. Of course, the healing will be much
faster.
You know,
and, this
faster
is, right. And for people that actually do need surgery, which is, you know, a small percentage, but every once in a while you need it, the people who follow my protocols, they recover in half the time, and the surgeons are always amazed. And they also need much less pain medication. But so the protocol is how much your body weight?
Okay, I'm about 130 pounds.
Okay, so that's easy. So it's per month. It's one healthy foundation pack. One healthy foundation pack.
Okay, healthy foundation pack. Okay.
Yeah. One extra bottle of OsteoFX, OsteoFX, one extra bottle, because there is a bottle in the foundation pack, but you need one more.
Okay.
One extra bottle of plant-derived minerals. One extra bottle of plant-derived minerals.
Okay.
And two bottles of glucogel capsules in the 240 count. Two bottles of glucogel capsules in the 240 count, and you're going to take 15 of those a day. You're going to take five with breakfast, five with lunch, and five with dinner. It's not hard.
Okay.
And the people, you get this at Eiffel Health, right? 888-618-1796. I would encourage you to call to place the order, because they have free shipping and all kinds of things. You can save a lot of money, which is better than if you just go online and try to, you know, buy the products online. So give them a call.
Okay.
888-618-1796. They'll also tell you how to take the stuff.
Okay,
so you take this every day for 90 days. But look, here's the really interesting part, okay? If your body is so under-neutrophied that your joints have, you know, collapsed, right? You've got bone-on-bone arthritis. The cartilage is gone. Then guaranteed there are other things that are going on with your health that you have gotten used to, that you think are just a function of getting older. Like, oh, my sleep's not that great. Oh, I got restless legs at night. Oh, I got hot flushes at night. Oh, I get sleepy at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, I've got a little bit of heartburn. Whatever it is, could be anything, right? Once you start the foundation pack, be mindful of how it affects you globally, not just how it affects your joint. So look to see what happens to your mood, your energy, your appetite, your weight, the whole enchilada. And that's why it's called holistic medicine, by the way, because when we deliver these treatments, we expect and anticipate a global effect, right? Not just on the joint. And so if you're mindful of all of these things, then you're going to be it's going to be much better for you moving forward. But that would be my recommendation.
Yes. I know that from personal experience, too, because I was diagnosed with cancer 7 years ago, and I didn't do the radiation treatments that they wanted me to do. And I saw a naturopathic doctor and was healed of cancer.
But you're my new best friend. That was a brave move on your part, Barb. That was a really brave move on your part. So,
all right,
I really applaud you,
Cindy. I got to move on, but thanks for calling. God bless you, and we'll be back after this.
He made the ground, the mountains high and the earth round.
And I saw God become a man and hung upon a cross by love.
The Ancient of Days came to teach us his ways.
Give him all your love, give him all your praise.
Hanging on a cross there, he took my place because of love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Like me, don't question or doubt.
Strengthen their faith day in and day out.
Sins all forgiven, all blotted out. A man called love. Then I see how I've been blessed.
Got a home in heaven, the very best.
Then I know by God this world was blessed by a man called love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
All right, and you can take that to the bank, ask the good Lord. Let's go to New York and talk to Liz. Hey, Liz, you're in the air.
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question for Dr. Glendon. What do you recommend for non-alcoholic fatty acids?
Non-alcoholic fatty liver, you mean?
Yeah, I just sold today. I have that.
Okay, so the first thing you need to do is stop, 100% stop eating anything that has high fructose corn syrup in it.
Yeah, I
don't.
Got to
start. Well, yeah, I think that you do, and you just don't know that you do. But high fructose corn syrup is associated strongly with fatty liver, number one.
Okay.
Now, the liver is a really interesting organ because it regenerates itself. It's the only organ you can surgically remove,
mm-hmm.
I think, 3/4 of it. It'll grow back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the liver wants to be healthy and is trying to make itself healthy, but it needs raw materials to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're going to build a house, you need wood and nails and shingles.
Yeah.
You don't have wooden nails and shingles. You got all the carpenters. You're still not going to have a house. So your liver
would help that.
The healthy foundation will help that. Plus, there's two other things that you should add to the foundation pack. So you get one healthy foundation pack. You get one bottle of Ultimate Selenium, S-E-L-E-N like Nancy, I-U-M like Mary, Ultimate Selenium. And two bottles of the good herbs, liver and gallbladder support. Two bottles.
Again, two of bottles of what?
Yeah, it's a product called liver and gallbladder.
Two bottles of what?
Liver and gallbladder support.
Okay, liver and gallbladder. I got it.
Okay, and you do the liver and gallbladder support for 8 weeks.
Okay.
And everything else you do for the rest of your life. Everybody needs these nutrients, and that's what I would do. And like I said to the previous caller, as you're rolling down the track here with the foundation pack under your belt, pay attention to how it makes you feel across the board. Your mood, your energy.
Can I get the Eiffel Health?
Yeah, Eiffel Health. Right, it's better to call them because you'll get a better deal with shipping and specials that they have.
Right. Help you with instructions?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, their phone number 888-618-1796.
Wait, could you
818-1796.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, and best of luck.
Yep. Let's go out to Carl. Carl, you're in the air.
What's going on, Pastor, as well as Dr. Ernie? How's everything?
Oh, it's okay.
What's going on, thanks, Carl? What's happening?
Yeah, the New York sends you some love. This is the thing.
Thank you.
There's a guy named Dr. Sebi. He's no longer with us, but he always promoted CMOS and things of that nature. What is your opinion on CMOS?
Well, CMOS is a wonderful donor of minerals, and, you know, it's got a lot of iodine in it, and that's probably one of the reasons that he promoted it. And, you know, nutritional supplements are like wine. All wine is made from grapes, but there's a pretty big difference from bottle to bottle, right? So there are some nutritional supplements that are really good, some that are middle of the road, and some that just really are just useless. So the CMOS product is a middle-of-the-road product. The plant-derived minerals offered at Eiffel Health is 100 times better than the CMOS product.
Interesting.
And that would be the place to go if you want to. I'm telling you, man, this is not rocket science. Your body, my body, everybody's body needs 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids. Your body needs these things, but it cannot make them. So you have to consume them, but they're not in the food. Not like they used to be.
Interestingly enough, supplement. They were saying that CMOS has that in it, the 90-something nutrients.
But it doesn't. Yeah, I'm sorry, that's not correct. It does not. I've seen the analysis of it. As a matter of fact, there's one product in the Healthy Foundation Pack. It's part of the Healthy Foundation Pack. It's called the Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin. That has CMOS in it. So there is CMOS in the Healthy Foundation Pack, but there's more because the CMOS doesn't have everything that you need. And I don't make any money from the sale of these supplements, by the way, just so you know. The reason that I recommend them is because they work, and that's important.
One last quick question. Dealing with teeth issues, because I know a lot of people probably are afraid to go to the dentist and so on and so forth. What is there a way to actually cure an infected gum, or let's say you have a cavity?
No, I don't know of anything that'll get on the other side of a cavity besides dental work, but gum disease is pretty easy to get on the other side of. 99% of the time, receding gums or gum disease are simple mineral deficiencies. You know, it's like back in the day when all the pirates and all the sailors got scurvy because they were out on the sea all the time. And scurvy is a horrible disease, man. It's your teeth fall out, your skin cracks and oozes, and it's a slow, horrible, painful death. It's a vitamin C deficiency. That's all that it is. You get vitamin C in your body, and it goes away. Well, with gum disease, you get minerals into your body and it goes away most of the time.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Dr. Gregorio.
Thanks, Carl. Let's go out to California with Teresa. Teresa, you're in the air.
Mother Teresa?
Yeah.
No. Hi, good evening. And thank you, Dr. Glidden, Pastor Ernie, and everyone there for all your good work. That's funny. My daughter calls me Mother Teresa, but she does it tongue-in-cheek, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been listening to what you tell your guests, and I've already written down that I need to get the foundation packet. But the reason that I'm calling is that for the past 2 years, I have had an open wound on the top of my foot, and I've been tested for diabetes, which I do not have, and diagnosed as venous insufficiency, meaning that my veins aren't pushing the blood.
Yeah, that's a BS diagnosis, by the way, because a medical doctor has to give you some diagnosis because, oh my God, you got a skin lesion on your feet, so they're just going to throw something against the wall to see it stick.
Thank you. Okay, that's why I'm calling you. Okay.
Okay. So you need skin nutrients. Okay, the first thing that I would have said is have your blood sugar checked. Make sure your blood sugar is okay, because most of the time, lesions in the feet that don't heal is a blood sugar issue, but yours is not a blood sugar issue, so you've dodged a big bullet there. So I'm going to guess that if you just did the foundation pack with one bottle of glucogel and one extra bottle of fish oil, that this would heal rather quickly. And there's another thing that you can do, which is really interesting and kind of important. You want to go to the health food store and get a colloidal silver in a spray bottle, any type of colloidal silver that they have in a spray bottle.
Okay.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to get a bucket, you know, like a mixing bowl or a bucket from the garage, and I want you to put cold water from the tap in it, and I want you to put ice cubes in it. And then I want you to get a face cloth that will fit around your foot. And I want you to soak the face cloth in the ice cold water for a couple minutes, make the face cloth nice and cold, then wring it out and wrap it around the foot that has the lesion on it.
Okay.
And leave the cold towel on there for 10 minutes. 10 minutes. The foot will warm the towel up. I'll leave it on for 10 minutes and then take it off, and do that twice a day if you can do that.
Okay.
And then when you're done with that, you spray the colloidal silver on top of the lesion and you bandage it. You put a Band-Aid on it or a gauze or something. You bandage it. Okay.
Okay.
And I want you to change the bandage 3 times a day, and I want you to spray it with colloidal silver each time that you do it. And I want you to do the cold towel at least once a day, plus the 90 essential nutrients with extra glucogel and extra fish oil. And I'm going to bet you 25 cents that that'll fix it in about 32 days.
You know what? I'm copying down everything you say, and I'm going to give you a report because this has been going on for 2 years, and I will follow your advice to the letter, and I'll let you know what happened, because if I just have no doubt that that something's going to change, and I'm really appreciate your direction.
Well, yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for the trust. So right back at you. Come back and tell us what happened. Please come back and tell us what happened. I have a subscription service, by the way, on my website. And as part of one of the benefits to being a subscriber, there's a live chat with me for 2 hours every week. My subscribers show up in a chat room. They ask me questions just like you are. And I answer them. Then they give me reports. Yeah, so check it out. It's drglidden.com, drglidden.com. Check it out.
All lowercase, and I will check it out.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Okay. I will do that. And I think you've given me some new hope here, and I really needed it. Yeah. So thank you
okay.
so much.
All right, Mother Teresa, thank you for the trust. We'll talk to you in the future.
Thank you. All right, let's go out to Pastor Hal.
How you doing?
We're doing okay. How are you?
Very good.
Do you have any, before you close us in prayer, do you have any questions or comments for Dr. Glidden?
Well, I was just going to say the minerals and the, I can attest to that. I was diagnosed with stage 4 lymph cancer back in July, non-Hodgkin's, and I turned down the chemotherapy when it almost gave me a heart attack when I was up at the hospital in Cleveland, and I said no more of that. I started taking the natural, minerals and vitamins and stuff like that, and the lymph nodes shrunk away, and I got plenty of energy, and I can take walks, work out. I don't have no pain or anything, and I can attest to the fact that the minerals, I take that Osteoflex every day, and I take the plant minerals, and and I also take some curcumin and some French grapeseed extract, and these natural things that really work.
And I can testify to that fact too, because you got very, very ill there, right at the church. You became very ill. We had to take you right into the hospital, and
yeah.
I mean, you've never been real pretty, but boy, you looked really bad then. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we were very concerned about you if you were going to come out of there or not. And
yeah.
But now you've lost. But how much weight have you lost?
Well, I lost about 20 pounds, and I try and eat more organic lettuce. I eat 4 or 5 handfuls of organic lettuce every day, and just staying away from sugar primarily, or carbohydrates that turn to sugar and stuff too.
That that can be so hard to do, because I have a fetish for these nuts. They're almonds and all of these nut bars, but they have dark chocolate with them.
Oh, dark chocolate's good. Sugar is not the antichrist. It's how much sugar you eat, what type of it, and whether or not your body has the raw materials necessary to metabolize the sugar. Your DNA is made from sugar. Did you know that? That's why you're so sweet, Pastor. So a lot of misconceptions.
So that's the reason. All righty.
The reason.
Well, Pastor Hal, you better tell us how we can get to heaven.
Okay, it's pretty simple. The Bible says, like I was just reading in Romans 5:6, it says, "For when we were yet sinners, or when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for us." And then later on it says, "Much more then, being not justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him." And, a lot of people hear from preachers, "Christ died for you so you can go to heaven," but they don't tie the two together. Why did Christ have to die for me to go to heaven? It's very simple. God hates sin. God cannot let sin come into heaven, and he just can't look the other way and pretend our sins aren't there and never were there. And so when we sin, it's like a cord around us that stays with us. When the unsaved people die, their cords, it says they're bound by the cords of sin that take them straight down to hell. And God wants you to come to heaven. God loves you. He wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. So what he let Jesus do when Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing Jesus to pay the payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done. So when you by faith come to Jesus, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner, that's repentance, asking Jesus to come into your heart and give to you the payment he paid in your place on that cross, he does that, and he gives you that payment, and that's what saves your soul. His blood washed away our sins. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. We couldn't save ourselves. If you could quit sinning right now and never sin again, just the sins you've already done would be enough to send you to hell. One sin to keep you out of heaven. So that's why it was necessary for Jesus to die on that cross and pay the payment that had to be paid. God's righteousness demanded that payment be paid. It will either be paid by you by going to hell, or you be paid by Jesus, who you receive as your Savior, when you ask him to come into your heart and get that payment. And so the choice is yours. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Listen, the difference between true Christianity and all the false religions out there is that all the false religions tell you you got to do something to earn points somehow to get to heaven. True Christianity says there's not a thing you can do to get to heaven outside of receive the payment Jesus paid in your place on that cross. And so the choice is yours. And John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Right now, if you're listening to my voice, you're a creation of God, but even the devil's a creation of God. To go to heaven, you have to become a son of God, and that's what happens when you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you. Right then and there, God's Holy Spirit comes into your soul and gives you a spiritual birth into the family of God, making you a son of God, a child of God, instead of just a creation of God. And that's from that time on, you can know that if you drop dead, your soul would be with Jesus before your body even hit the floor. And John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That means you could be a member of every church in town and die and go to hell with all your membership cards. And water baptism doesn't wash away your sins. No place in the Bible do I read where the city's water system is going to wash away one of your sins. But the blood of Christ, I don't care if you're the worst sinner that ever lived, it can wash away your sins and make you a new creature in Christ. Now, if you want to go to heaven, you got to do it God's way. And God's way is the simplest way that I've seen. Jesus did all the work. He went through all the pain, all the suffering. He said, it is finished when he died on that cross, which means there's nothing more you can do to add to what he's already done for you. Now, will you let him come into your heart and save you? Luke 13:3 says, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Repentance is admitting something to God that he knows already anyway, that without Jesus in our heart, we're a bunch of miserable sinners on our road to hell. And I know you don't want to go there, and God don't want you to go there. So that means you have to receive the payment he paid for you on that cross to be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. So if you want to do that, Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. To call means to pray. That's you talking to God. I'd like to lead you in a simple prayer of faith. It's called a sinner's prayer. But even though we're praying together, it'd be directly
1 minute.
You and God, because only you can ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you. So pray this simple prayer with all your heart and mean it. Oh, dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I confess I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and I repent of my sins. And Lord Jesus, I believe you died on the cross and shed your blood to save my soul. That you paid the penalty for me and all my sins. And right now, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins, and save my soul from hell. In Jesus' name, amen. And the Bible says in 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. That means you receive them as your Savior, that you may know you have eternal life. Not that you may think it, wish it, or hope for it, but that you may know. How can you know? Because God made you that promise, and God cannot lie. That means if I died right now, my soul would be with heaven before I even hit the floor. And that's what is same with you. If you prayed that prayer just now. And
amen. Well, Pastor Hal, thank you so much. Peter, thanks for being here with us.
Thanks, Pastor. It's always a pleasure.
And folks, and we always say this when we get to this point, we want to say good night.
Good night.
We say God bless. And always. Keep fighting. The fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work.
Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, redballoon.work.